Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we just thank you. Thank you for a new day where your mercies are new. You wake us up and you encourage us with your word so your word can become flesh. We understand this is the beauty of the love that you made available for us from the foundation of the earth that is now coming to us. In us drawing close, and you are enlightening us, and we thank you. It's like dressing. I think of your beautiful words to Peter. When you were young, you dressed yourself, but when you became old, another would take hold of you, speaking about how you took hold of his life and made him dead to sin and alive to righteousness and shone like a light. And so also you've knocked us off ours. Of our own way that brought no godliness, no eternal blessings. But thank you, you have us now, and daily you dress us in every way, from the tip of our toes to the top of our head, to be everything you made us to be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this beautiful encouragement. And let us be light and life and a daily reality to be lived out and walked out in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Ephesians 6 from verse 13 to 18. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, this is our predestined destiny, and he's called us and he justifies us with this light, with this love, with the word that must become flesh. And so we stay in tune and we develop, and the truth becomes our desires, not lies, not self-righteousness and unrighteousness, but truth girds us. And then it girds us to the righteousness of God, the rights God has, in that he has a plan, and our days were ordained while there were yet none of them. And so every day there's new truth coming to us to write on our hearts, to lighten our hearts, and then we need to walk in it. And it needs to be our faith. We're taking hold of the faith of God, so we are joining him. Walking together as my Father loved me, Jesus said, so the Father loves us. And as the Father sent Jesus, so we've been sent. So it's a wonderful walking out and being dressed. It's like being dressed every day with the goodness of God. Those scriptures as well, there, Romans 13. You know, you putting on the armor of light. Why? Because you're not in the night any longer. You're in the day of salvation. Amen. And the night is passing away. The demonic stuff is passing away. It's the godly stuff that we've got to take hold of now. And we've got to apply in our lives. And that's what all these weapons are. It's taking hold of everything of God. And you're letting it be a part of every facet of your life. Your desires. Your righteousness. Your walk. Your faith that you've seen what God sees for you, and then it's your salvation, being like Jesus, walking in the footsteps of Jesus, with Jesus, and then it's your sword of the Spirit, and praying in the Spirit at all times, bringing about the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So that's it, guys. It's the reality of the beauty that we have in Jesus that we're waking up to on a daily basis. And we're walking conscious of it into the day and every day. Amen. Be blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.